Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Amazing
way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one, the short one and the long one we have for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, because I think you'll like it. It comes on Sunday every week by email, and including two articles that I write that are in there, one long one and one short one typically. There is also, we also publish the schedule for the coming week, so you can see who's going to be on the show and who you want to make sure you don't miss. And I know whenever you see Sam Norwood's name on our show schedule, I know you absolutely set your clock and your BlackBerry and everything else so that it alarms, so that you make sure you don't miss Sam Norwood's visit, because he's here right now, folks. He's with Tatum Partners, and he's the guy who joins us once a month to tell us about what's going on out there in the economy after he pulls something under 1,000 of his partners to see what's going on out there in the economy. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks a lot. I'm happy to be back with you, and it's fun. We do this once a month, and it's great to be here. And it's always fun, but it's somewhat more fun to bring good news.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Sam, to be on my show? Something like that. Huh? work with me, Sam. I mean, that wasn't supposed to be funny.
When I was a youngster, I thought, well, gosh, if I could be on Jim Blasingame's show.
Right. That would be my mother would be so proud of me, right?
Exactly. Well, eat your vegetables, and you might be able to do it
if you work hard. And Sam, you guys got good news this month, haven't you?
Well, we really do. You know, there was some talk in recent months about a soft spot in the economy, and indeed, we saw this in our monthly survey of our partners.
Right.
Our partnership is growing, and we're almost at 500 partners across the country, and every region, and in many industries. So we poll them each month and see what their sense is of what's going on right now, looking back 30 days and looking forward 60 days. And we've seen some in recent months, some volatility. Sometimes we see it as looking a little better, sometimes a little worse. But always we've had in this past year, we've seen it on a positive trend, sometimes more positive than others. So this month, we started our little narrative of soft spot. What soft spot? We're seeing the near term outlook as being positive, more positive than we saw a month ago. It looks really good in almost all of our indicators.
Well, that's good news, and of course, as you noted, that you guys saw a little bit of a softening earlier in the year. Obviously, we've already received a little bit of good news on May. One of the good news pieces of good news on May was was the jobs, and we recently found heard that the wholesale prices were down a little bit.
That's so, we keep having good news on productivity, and so that is quite good for us. And part of it has to do with capital expenditures, which we are seeing in our poll. We ask a number of questions. One has to do with capital expenditure commitments. Are they up, down, or about the same as the prior month? And we see capital expenditures are continuing to go on, and part of that has to do with reaching capacity and needing more capacity. That's good. But also it reflects confidence and opportunities for productivity improvement, which we need to stay competitive in the world markets.
Well, and Sam, I think it's appropriate to point out the numbers. I don't think you gave these yet, but in April, I guess it was, the Tatum Index of Business Conditions had dropped all the way down to 6.3, and basically that number went up by three whole points in May, didn't it? Went all the way up to 9.3.
Well, exactly. In May, we take these our surveys as of the first of the month. So we would say as of May the 1st, it was our index, overall index, was 6.3. Anything above 4 is positive. And so it was 6.3 a month ago. And then at June 1st, it jumped to 9.3. You have to consider, well, what does this really mean to be at 9.3 versus 6.3 on our index? The index is simply the ratio of good indicators versus bad indicators, and the good outweighed the bad by a strong ratio of 9.3 versus 6.3 a month ago. And it's good news, but you see in the pattern, it's been up 1 month, down the next, and back up, and we feel really good.
That's the reason you've got the rolling average, which is something we're going to talk about in a little bit, including what Sam's partners think it's going to look like over the next 60 days. That's important information. What's happened in the past is gone. Let's talk about what's next, and that's coming up right after these messages. Tony Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. And by the way, folks, I'll remind you, I am broadcasting on the road. I'm live in Midtown Manhattan, New York City, in the Fitzpatrick Hotel. It's a little Irish chain. Sam, are you familiar with this chain?
I'm not familiar with it. I'm curious, though.
It's a small chain. I think they've got, you know, probably no more than a dozen hotels. And there are two of them here in New York City. One's called the Manhattan Fitzpatrick, and the other's called the Grand Central. But it's a nice little chain, good value, nice little. It's like a little European hotel, a little boutique kind of a hotel.
Well, New York has a lot of those, and I think it's always fun to stay in those as opposed to the large chains, which typically have the advantage of being, well, you know what you're going to get. But it's fun to explore and have the adventure of going to something that's not huge.
Well, and of course, you know, me being here helps the economy of New York, and you know how much they need that. Sam, let's talk about, is there any particular sector that your partners reported was doing better than others these days?
We found particular strength in technology and in healthcare. Now, healthcare has been strong all year long. Technology has been kind of volatile, but we're seeing a good resurgence in technology. And of course, that's a broad area, but it represents a confidence in the future. Technology brings us our productivity, and when that goes up, it's a sign that people are committing to investing in the future.
When people buy technology, that does two things. Number one, technology means that when they buy technology, that means that they're doing some capital spending. That's good.
Exactly.
But the other thing, as you say, when people upgrade their technology, they improve their productivity, and so we get kind of a double hit for that, don't we?
We do, and along with when people are strong in technology, it reflects in capital expenditures, but it also reflects confidence in businesses, small and large, in committing to projects. A lot of it is service, and a lot of it is capital. But the service sector in technology is picking up tremendously, and we see that also in our own practice, which includes chief information officers as well as chief financial officers around the country.
Sam, by the way, folks, Sam Norwood is our guest, and we're talking about this survey, the Tatum Survey of Economic Conditions that he and his organization conduct every month and that he reports back to us every month with. Sam, I'm going to throw you a curveball. You had no idea that I was going in this direction, but I would like to ask you this question. I know you'll know what I'm talking about. One of the concerns that I have for small business owners, and not even just for tiny small business, but mid-sized companies too, is how to capitalize their intellectual property, which is what the technology partially is and what it creates. One of the things I keep asking bankers is, have you figured out how to file a UCC on a website? And none of them can tell me that they've ever done that or they know how to do that. And folks, if you don't know, a UCC is like a little mortgage on a computer or on your car or something like that that doesn't have not other than real property. But you know, a website, Sam, doesn't have a serial number. You can't file a UCC on something like that necessarily. I guess
it's in the public domain. Your website to the extent that you can allow that you do allow people to come to your website, it's considered public domain. Any information you put on that is available to everybody, and you have lost the right to make it exclusive.
But, you know, 25 years ago, if somebody wanted to expand their wholesale business, they'd build a bigger warehouse, buy another truck, buy conveyors, and all that kind of thing. If you want to expand your distribution company today, you're more likely to spend $100,000 building an e-commerce customer relationship management software package, et cetera, et cetera. And if you don't have the capital laying around, and you know, you got to go borrow that, and you ought to be able to leverage that asset rather than just use your balance sheet.
Well, we're in a period of transition on that because, and we're going there, and the banks and lending folks as well as investors are increasingly learning to appreciate the value of the intellectual capital that a firm has, that a company has. It is huge, and it depends on the degree to which it is sustainable and defensible over a period of time. A lot of times, and when we're talking about technological advantage through and the intellectual capital value, first, it's hard to value something that doesn't have tangibility to start with. But second,
right.
It has to do with the permanence of it. Nothing is permanent anymore. And so to the degree that it can be defended, then it takes on real value. And bankers are learning to lend against it, and investors are learning to appreciate it. And it's one of the reasons why we're seeing pretty high ratios of value in the market compared to book value of the assets.
Right. Well, it's created a whole new dynamic in the leveraging of capital assets, hasn't it, Sam?
Yes, it really has. I mean, and this started changing for banks themselves some years ago.
Right.
The value is not in the brick and mortar anymore. It's in what you can do with the brick and mortar, and it's what you can do with human beings, both temporary, outsourced, and those who are on the payroll.
Right. Well said, Sam. Well, I just talked to a lot of bankers all over the country, and what my favorite thing to ask them is, have you figured out how to file a UCC on a website? And they always know exactly what I'm talking about, but they still get a little bit of a deer in the headlights look when I ask them that. And I think that's a major accomplishment we need to be working on. I hope bankers are working on it. I think they are. Stand by, Sam. When we come back, folks, we're going to get that 60-day out report, Sam, right after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the small business advocate. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum Partners. Sam, give us your website.
The website is www.tatumpartners.com. Tatum Partners spelled T-A-T-U-M, partners.com.
All right. And folks, this report is available on that website. It's also available on my website. It's also available, I'm sure, in some other places. But Sam reports this to us once a month. Sam, tell us a little bit about Tatum Partners.
Well, Tatum Partners is a group of professional individuals who fulfill chief financial officer and chief information officer roles in companies all around the country, but they remain partners with us, so they can do this on a full time, a part time, temporary, or a permanent basis, depending on the needs of a company. Small companies sometimes need one just part time. Others need one for a while for a particular project, or until they want to fulfill it with an employee. So, and we also do projects in 26 markets around the country, from coast to coast.
And you've got almost 500 partners now. You know, Sam, when you and Doug, one of your founders, started doing this show with me about 4 years or so ago, you guys only had about 300 partners. So you've grown to almost 500 just since you've been doing my show.
Well, exactly.
You see,
we attribute it
there at
entirely
all?
To the presence on your show, Jim.
That's the story I'm sticking to, Sam. Hey, folks, seriously, check out their website. And if you're a growing business, if you're an emerging business, enterprise level maybe, or something like that, and you're you're finding yourself not quite capable of staying up with your numbers, and maybe you need a little bit more professional power, but you don't need somebody full-time. That's what Tatum Partners do, and so check those guys out and let them give you a proposal. Sam, what are your partners saying about the next 60 days?
Next 60 days, they're really looking up. Let's go down some of the indications. First of all, we ask our partners, if you look out 60 days, do you see in your particular business, are things looking better, looking worse, or staying about the same? In this past month, as of June 1st, looking out the next 60 days, 62% of our responders indicated that business conditions look better for the next 60 days, and that compares to 57% just the previous month, so up to 62%. And only 5% said they look worse compared to 7% a month ago. So the ratio of those who considered the future 60 days looking better versus looking worse was a ratio of 12 compared to 7.7 a month ago.
Sam, that's good news. Do you think we've started to absorb and are living with the higher cost of petroleum?
You would think that it would have a greater impact than it is, but other things are offsetting the cost of that. Imports continuing to be cheap, and our own productivity improvements seem to be offsetting that, because wholesale prices and retail prices overall are staying confined, and it's helping to keep our interest rates low.
This is an example, I think, of how the productivity and the efficiencies that we've achieved in the marketplace over the last 10 or so years are counterbalancing bad news. And this is a great example. I think it's an example not unlike the way just-in-time inventory has helped to make our past two recessions to be not so damaging. What do you think?
Yeah. We've built in flexibility. Part of that flexibility also has to do with outsourcing your needs. To the degree that you can remain flexible, then you can go up and down with the changes in demand. And this is particularly important for smaller businesses whose primary advantage has to do with their flexibility and responsiveness to changes in the market. So, and part of our firm has to do with fulfilling the need for flexibility, that's why small and medium-sized businesses love what we do so much. But it's also part of the overall trend toward outsourcing your needs so that you get what you need when you need it, and you don't have it when you don't need it.
Well, and the outsourcing effect basically cushions the blow. It's like they're like baffles in the economy. That if everybody can take up just a little bit of the absorption of the shock, it doesn't hurt anybody all that bad, and it doesn't take the economy down. Sam, give us your website one more time.
TatumPartners.com, and take a look there at our survey results are there, as well as a list of our partners and their backgrounds.
And it's in plain English too, by the way, folks. You like that? Thanks, Sam, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next month.
Great, Jim. Looking forward. Thanks so
Sam
much.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.